Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting third. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Reno Bertoia. Batting second. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Valdivielso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Fisher. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bill Fisher. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Aspromonte moves to second. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aspromonte scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Keogh moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. Keogh moves to third. Keene moves to second. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia strikes out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Green moves to second. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Killebrew. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty strikes out. Two outs. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertoia strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Green hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 1 in the game. Tanner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0 for 1 in the game. Foyles hits a line drive towards third. Bertoia reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Allison strikes out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Senators, 1. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive towards short. Held reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lemon. Aspromonte reaches second base with a double. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keogh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aspromonte scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso is 0-for-1 in the game. Valdivielso strikes out. One out. Elmer Vallo pinch hits for Bill Fisher. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rudy Hernandez now pitching. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-2 in the game. Foyles hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Held takes first base on ball 4. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-2 in the game. Perry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0-for-2 in the game. Bertoia hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bertoia for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a pop-up towards the mound. Perry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allison is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Keogh hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner strikes out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to third. Killebrew moves to second. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Julio Becker pinch hits for Jose Valdivielso. Bubba Phillips now playing left field. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Consolo now playing shortstop. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Keene hits a line drive into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-3 in the game. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Dan Dobek pinch hits for Rudy Hernandez. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dobek for the out. One out. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0-for-3 in the game. Bertoia strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Green takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Green. The throw from foils and he is safe. Green steals second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tex Clevenger now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Held hits a pop-up towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lemon strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gardner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Batty hits a line drive into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.